Title: Organizational Conflicts of Interests Part 2, OCIs in Bid Protests. Content: Last month, we began our three-part series on Organizational Conflicts of Interests, OCIs, with an article discussing the different types of OCIs and how they can be mitigated. Now, in part 2 of our series, we analyze how OCIs arise in bid protests. First, we explain how the Government Accountability Office's GAO and the Court of Federal Claims, COFC, review OCI protests. Then, we examine scenarios where OCI protests have been sustained, followed by a synopsis of OCI protest grounds that, almost, always will be denied. Finally, we conclude with a summary of key points to consider when faced with an OCI issue that arises during a bid protest. How are OCIs reviewed in the bid protest context? To prevail on an OCI protest ground, the protester must identify hard facts that indicate the existence or potential existence of a conflict. A mere inference or suspicion of an actual or apparent conflict is not enough. Once it has been determined that an actual or potential OCI exists, the protester is not required to demonstrate prejudice. Rather, harm from the conflict is presumed to occur. In addition, both the COFC and GAO afford considerable deference to contracting officers in their evaluation of OCI concerns. Where an agency has given meaningful consideration to an OCI either before award or in connection with a protest alleging OCI concerns, the GAO will not substitute its judgment for that of the agency absent clear evidence that the contracting officer's conclusion as to whether an actual or potential OCI exists is unreasonable. When will an OCI bid protest be sustained? The COFC and GAO have had occasion to sustain numerous protests raising OCI concerns. Below, we examine three scenarios where OCI protest allegations can lead to a winning protest. Inadequate OCI investigations. As discussed above, contracting officers are given broad discretion in evaluating whether an offeror's proposal presents an actual or potential OCI. As a result, the COFC and GAO ordinarily defer to the contracting officer's OCI evaluation findings. However, where the contracting officer failed to consider an actual or potential OCI concern for which the protester has demonstrated hard facts, or where the contracting officer's consideration of that OCI concern is unreasonable, the COFC and GAO will sustain a protest challenging the contracting officer's OCI findings. Thus, for example, in Jacobs Technology Incorporated v. United States, 100 Federal CL 198, 2011, the COFC sustained a protest where the contracting officer's refusal to conduct a more detailed OCI analysis, despite being on notice of the existence of a potential OCI, was arbitrary and capricious. Similarly, in Serco Incorporated, B419617.2, B419617.3, December 6, 2021, CPD 382, the GAO sustained a protest where the contracting officer unreasonably relied upon declarations from the contractor's personnel about their lack of access to non-public, competitively useful information when those assertions were inconsistent with documents provided in the record, including emails demonstrating that these employees did, in fact, have access to such information. Acceptance of an inadequate mitigation plan. As discussed in our last article of this series, oftentimes contractors can avoid potential OCI pitfalls by preparing and submitting a detailed OCI mitigation plan with their proposal. But when such a mitigation plan fails to adequately address an actual or potential OCI concern, the contracting officer's acceptance of the offeror's proposal renders the award invalid. This is what happened in Netstar 1 Government Consulting Incorporated v. United States, 101 Federal CL 511, 2011, where the COFC was highly critical of the contracting officer's approval of an OCI mitigation plan that consisted primarily of employee declarations from only some of the personnel who had access to competitively useful, non-public information and undated non-disclosure agreements that appeared to have been executed months after the awardee S personnel had obtained access to such information. Similarly, in C2C Solutions Incorporated, B401106.5, January 25, 2010, 2010 CPD 38. The GAO sustained a protest where the contracting officer approved a mitigation plan that lacked the necessary level of detail to reasonably assess the viability of the contractor's mitigation approach. The OCI plan in that case identified three potential approaches: T.